Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but that's okay. We got plenty of stories to keep us company. And Evan on the board, you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Enough about Gableman. We don't know what's all going to exist and what's going to come out of it. I am hopeful that an audit will occur so we can get at least a recounting of the details and documents that are available to audit. But that's not going to be the whole thing. And then that's just what it is. Like I said, political liability is what could be done to hold these individuals accountable. But moving on to places where government can work and is working. Later today, if it has not already happened, I believe the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act is going to take place. Democrats pass it through Congress. President Joe Biden is going to sign it today. That is going to be a game changer when it comes to lowering prices for energy costs and healthcare costs here in Wisconsin and across the country. And it's amazing that it was able to get done. There was a lot of different iterations of that bill before it got to where it is today. And members of the Democratic Party working tirelessly throughout these first 2 years of Joe Biden's term to get as much done as they have is tremendous. And so that's going to be signed later today. But here in Wisconsin, we've also got instances of both federal and local issues where we can see governments working. Got a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Over 4,400 calls flooded into Wisconsin's new 988 crisis line in the first month, and most calls peaking at lunchtime. So this is the new 988 number. It used to be the suicide prevention hotline. It was a 844 number that you had to call. It was 10 digits long, not the easiest thing to remember. And thanks to work done by Wisconsin's own U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, the 988 number is now a three-digit number that you can call nationwide to receive mental health support in time of crisis, in times of just needing somebody to talk to. It exists as a resource, and more than 4,400 calls have already it kicked off 1 month ago. And in the first month of its use, saw that volume of calls, showing that it's a resource that Wisconsinites need. And it's in part because of Senator Tammy Baldwin realizing that mental health support is something that needed to be addressed. Having a 10-digit number was not the best. And so getting the 988 crisis line up and running, transformative for being able for first responders to be able to respond to mental health crises here in Wisconsin. Reading a little bit from this piece over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Natalie Ibert. Wisconsin's new 988 crisis line received over 4,400 calls in its first month of operation, hundreds more than the monthly dial-ins to the previous hotline. Calls coming into the Wisconsin Lifeline, a national suicide prevention lifeline call center associated with family services, demonstrate the growing need for such emergency counseling, according to Caroline Crehan-Newman, crisis services coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. That number aligned with our expectations and continues to fuel optimism about this line being valuable to Wisconsinites. Prior to 988 launching, Wisconsin Lifeline shared a 10-digit number with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Mental health coordinators in Wisconsin are already seeing what a difference seven fewer digits can make for people in the face of a crisis. The line's 4,421 calls last month were about 500 more than the hotline received in June and about 1,000 more than calls in April, according to Crehan Newman. That is huge. That is government working in the way to be able to provide this resource and these call centers for people that need support when they need it most. And so I want to thank U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and the other senators that worked on that bipartisan effort to get that 988 consolidated number to be, it was a 3-year process, 3 years in the making to get that done. And, jumping over to another local issue of government working, this time at the Wisconsin State Journal, Dane County gun buyback nets 577 weapons. What?
Dude, we will get so many guns off the street just doing this. People are destitute. People need money.
Not that they need money. They just need resources as
well. Yeah, because a lot of times it's not even cash. It's like gas cards and stuff.
No,
and,
I believe gas cards was one of the options, but a lot of times it's grocery cards.
Yep.
Evan, this is a program implemented here in Dane County. And so it happened this last Saturday. Participants at Saturday's Gift Cards for Guns buyback at the Alliant Energy Center surrendered 577 weapons, with more than half of them rifles and shotguns, during the four-hour event, Sheriff Calvin Barrett said Tuesday. All of them will be destroyed, he said. None were found after serial number checks to have been stolen weapons. The guns, which had to be functioning weapons, were exchanged for $43,380 in gift cards for gas and groceries. Most of the $45,500 that was available was supplied by Dane County, but $8,525 was donated by groups, businesses, and individuals, Barrett said. About $1,400 in gift cards was refused by some who turned in guns. So some people turned in the guns and didn't even want the funds.
Yeah, and that's like $100 a pop.
It varied. Depending on what gun, I don't know what the actual math would be on the average. I'd have to pull
works out to pretty close to that as an average.
Close. But you want to hear about crime. And you're going to hear a lot about it. Or not that you want to hear about it. You're going to hear a lot about crime. Sorry. Trying to formulate this final point before. Yeah. I know you are. You come in listening to crime all the time, Evan. But you're going to hear a lot about crime between now and 12 weeks from today, the November election. And you're going to hear a lot of candidates, probably mostly on the Republican side, saying that not enough is being done to address crime in Wisconsin. You're going to hear what CJ's talking points were about Kenosha and Racine. You're going to hear a lot about the inability for our current leaders to address the rising crime problem. And that if you elect more Republicans, they will fix it. And I think it's important to point out that this was a Dane County program. It's happening in one of the most liberal county in the state of Wisconsin. And it is the most effective measure that I've heard to date to try to reduce gun violence here in Dane County. Evan's right. People are in need of resources. Whether it's gas to get to work, whether it's groceries to put food on their table. There needs to be more of these programs. If you're serious about reducing crime, programs like this should be scaled up and done across the state of Wisconsin. Because if you're telling me that 577 weapons, more than half of them rifles and shotguns, could be removed from the street for these funds, that is well worth money spent. And so you're going to hear a lot about how Republicans are going to reduce crime. You should ask them how they're going to do it. Because spending more money on police is great, but removing the weapons out of our community is even better. This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. I'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.
Peace be with you.